Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Mate, just picture this. It's Saturday. It's boiling hot. I'm on Clapham Common. I've got the pill in my right hand, a Corona in my left. I look out. There are chassis as far as the eye can see. And I just start singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Then everyone realises it's Archie Cousin, captain of the Clapham Falcons, chief chat officer, the CEO of Clapham, and they all start singing, more lash, 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 more lash. And then everyone is on their feet. They're going nuts. It's like SW4. Beers are going everywhere. Rocket balls in the air. Everyone's got their top off, including girls. And they all start singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Absolutely kicking off. I neck my beer. Everyone goes nuts. I reckon all the bands would love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 10, the finale of Biz Podcast season 2. My name is Freddie Claude.
It's end of season, mate.
As you can hear, I'm joined as always by Mr. Archie Curzon, slash Bantam the Magician.
Hey, mate.
The Vibrator.
Mate, can't believe we're here. End of season. What a season it's been.
It's been brilliant.
And if we weren't recording this midweek, I would be having a few ales, but I'm obviously, I only drink on the weekend or the odd thirsty Thursday, but embargoes isn't open, so.
Mate, we've got a packed show for the listeners,
yep.
But before we get onto that,
yep.
Congratulations, mazel tov, as my people say, you're engaged.
This is
incredible.
But
how was it?
Mate, it's been good. To be honest with you, I've had a very busy week with other stuff, actually.
Right.
Quite exciting news. Is that I've started my own charity.
Started your own charity?
Yeah.
More exciting than getting engaged.
Well, this is a pretty exciting initiative that I'm starting. It's the Archie Cousin Foundation, the AC Foundation.
Right.
And
what's the USP? Tell us about it.
USP is we're helping the less fortunate. That's really the
okay.
The
so refugees, the disabled,
no,
the
no,
chronically
no,
ill.
No, 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 We're really looking at sort of a niche group that I've noticed just don't have the same opportunities as myself.
That's amazing.
So we're helping people that have gone to private school up north. Find good jobs in London with high basic salaries to help them, you know, further their career.
You're pulling my leg.
No. It's a real thing. Everything should be up and running by mid-September. And we're working with a number of schools up there to find the best of the best to help them, you know, continue the good work that the public school people have done down south.
Their counterparts in the south.
Yeah.
So to just take me through
what we're hoping, our prediction is by 10 years, you won't really notice the difference. And one of the things we're doing is we're taking people, we're putting people in schools that will teach them how to speak like a southerner.
Well, okay.
And not have a northern twang. And I think that, you know, will be massive for them when they're interviewing, so people can actually understand them.
Well, mate, talking about charities, I'm guessing you were a big fan of Mr. Alex Groves and his incredible achievement.
To be fair, he actually inspired me. He was one of his swim across the channel.
Mate, I'm not surprised. That was an incredible feat. And actually, funnily enough, he is our first guest on the pod this evening.
Gravesy.
Should we get him on?
Yeah. Get him on.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Here he is. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Gravesy, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, obviously, you are a hero for Worcester Warriors and an ex-Scotland international. But surely this incredible feat, which you've just underdone, crossing the channel from England to France in an incredible time of under 14 hours, was your biggest challenge to date?
It was tricky, I'll be honest. In fact, it was terrible, actually. It was really boring and pretty bleak all round, actually.
Can you tell us what inspired you
Can't be worse than playing hockey.
Not as bad as playing hockey, but I didn't think we were actually going to mention that. I mean, playing for Worcester was pretty bad, but...
Well, I've got to be honest, I've always thought, and I've said it a lot on this podcast, if I was going to play for a Premiership rugby team, then I would imagine it would be Worcester, just because I think I'd be a big name there in the Worcester squad.
You'd be marquee signing, I suspect.
I'd imagine you would have enjoyed playing outside me. On and off the pitch.
Grosey, I want to know, I mean, obviously you don't hear about this happening much, and I read that you had encounters with jellyfish wrapped around your arms, chin, chest. It was a real fight. Yeah. I mean, obviously you were fighting...
Sounds like a night in Infernos.
You're obviously fighting Tardim and struggling with your demons inside. Can you just tell us, what was the sort of the hardest bits of doing it? I mean, obviously, apart from the physical challenge itself.
I thought it was going to be sort of more boring than it actually was, and people say that... The boredom is the hardest thing to get your head around, just because you've got nothing to occupy your mind in. Well, it took me 14 hours, so it did actually help having people sort of feeding in messages through my brother, who was on the support boat. So that certainly helped.
Did you get my messages from your brother?
I don't think so. He was quite selective as to whose messages he read out. So I don't know if you... What was it?
I was sending you Nickelback quotes, like pieces of Nickelback's music, just lines from that really inspire my day and year and week, I guess, that I thought would help. I did suggest that he played a bit of Nickelback while you swam.
We probably should have had a chat before the swim.
Looking back on it, that would have probably got you a quicker time. Because I would have said...
Is that part of your pre-match playlist, is it,
the
Falcons? I don't know.
Yeah, the Nickelback's a key band in my life. They're the best thing about Nickelback, they are suitable for any situation, happy, sad, celebrating. And actually thinking about it, you know, I would have had a very similar conversation to you that I would have had to my team in the city. And I would have just said to you, listen, Grovesy, just think about the coin you're going to be making. And that probably would have spurred you on. What were you thinking most of the time?
For about the first 3 hours, I thought this is a really shit idea. Genuinely, I was like, what am I doing? And then once you've kind of got 3 hours under your belt, you just got to keep going. The jellyfish encounter was unpleasant. The sting itself isn't actually that bad, but it's like the anticipation of you know, you're going to get stung. And it's just trying to avoid them. And then when you can't see them getting stuck around the neck, that was really unpleasant. But
I imagine, Grosey, in a way, it sounds very similar to a couple of seasons ago. We had end of season lash put on by one of the centres at the time, Rambo, Sam Ramsden, bloody good guy, Rambo. But he organised it in East London, which I was not happy about. And for the first 3 hours, I was thinking, this is a shit idea. But then the lash got the better of me and I actually cracked on. And I think it was roughly the same sort of time you did the channeling, about 15 hour lash. And it was decent. And at the end of it, it was very rewarding.
Yeah, similar mindset, I suppose.
I mean, you've just done an incredible feat. Was it great for the chassis?
Probably not, because you end up eating a lot. So... yeah, whatever you're burning, you're just eating. So in terms of your rigs, I know you guys like to sort of prance around the common in your vests and your backwards baseball caps. So
not even maybe, a vest, mate.
Well, not even that, but your flip-flops and rugby shorts,
yeah,
nonetheless.
Yeah.
I'd stick to CrossFit.
Now you said that, if it's bad for the chassis, you know, no matter how much money I'd raise for charity, I'm not. I'm not, you know, going to damage my chassis or my rig. I mean, it's in great nick. What's the point?
Grosey, can you also tell us about why you chose Acorns Children's Hospice and just, you know, the incredible work they do?
So Acorns are a charity looking after children up to obviously 18 with life-limiting, life-threatening conditions. And they've got three hospices across the Midlands, one of which is just down the road from us in Worcester. And having sort of supported them through the rugby club when I was playing there a few years ago, it was just continued that sort of relationship through the swim. So
let's try and raise a basic salary of someone working in marketing when they join a company, sort of 30 grand tonight to add to the pot.
Well, mate, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to put all the links in our box and get everyone to donate. It's an incredible achievement.
You're very welcome.
Grosey, thanks so much, mate, for coming on.
Well, he still sounds a bit knackered, but what an absolute legend.
Good old Grosey, yeah. I think that's genuinely what you sort of get from people who play at Worcester. They're not the best chat, but you know what? Solid effort, respect to him. You know, hopefully people listen to this and donate. What an amazing effort.
An incredible achievement. I mean, I just think, you know, swimming the channel is just beyond the realms of physical possibility, so well done to him.
I'd actually do it, mate, if it didn't, you know, what you're saying, not good for the rig.
Can we please delve slightly deeper into the fact that you are now an engaged man?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Well, mate, I tell you what, let's talk about the stag.
Let's talk about the staggy.
Well, mate.
I want to know what happens.
Now the stag's happened, mate. Now the stag is happening. I actually can't wait. After last week talking to Benders and Hasco, now my joint best men, I've emailed all the boys. I know Popey's involved. Jezza Irvine, he is roy keen for
it. He can't wait to go, can he?
Yeah. He is really, really up for it. Big Jim, all the guests, and then obviously a lot of the boys from the Clapham Falcons. So it's going to be a hell of a night. And to be honest, if anyone sees us on the common, just come and join in. Just bring some Whispering Angel or bring some Coronas down and just get involved in the Lash.
Awesome, Bolly.
It's a free... Yeah, Bolly. Yeah. If you can, you can stay the whole night.
Wow, you better first.
It's just going to be one big Lasharoo, and I cannot wait.
Well, Arch, one person who you failed to mention throughout the whole season...
Can't wait for it, mate.
For the...
I don't know many people, I don't know many lads who don't actually prefer their stag than the wedding. And I'm excited about getting married, but I am way more excited about the apocalyptic Lash we're going to have.
Well, Arch, one person...
Just imagine it. Oh, my God.
One person you failed...
We'll get a game of touch going as well. That touch will be unbelievable. Kersey will love it. Kersey will love it.
Archie, one person you failed to mention throughout the whole 10 episodes when we mentioned the stag.
Kersey's probably... Because he lives outside London, he's probably going to have to stay at mine. Just imagine the morning after, where it's just like me, Kersey, Benders, the fridge. Fridge will probably stay in the hotel, knowing him, because he actually sent me an email saying that I'd have to put him up in a hotel, but I'd get him round for like a breakfast and debrief after the
protein fueled breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it will be unbelievable.
You
know what it'll be? It'll be C.H.A.T. chat.
Well, mate, one person I'm worried that you haven't mentioned this whole time is, I'm not sure if Alistair's invited.
Buzzy B.
I'm not sure if Alistair's invited.
Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have tried to get a hold of Dad, Alistair, sorry. And yeah, I think he's just really busy at the moment. But because I called him straight after I did it, and he hasn't got back to me yet.
Well, mate, what about, though, one person I'm pretty sure will come and want to be there is your own bloody brother, Mr. Hector. Hector Curzon.
Well, again...
Have you told him?
No, not yet, but I'm going to break into the family.
No need, because guess what?
What?
We've got Mr. Hector Curzon, your older brother, on the pod. He's on the phone right now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm bringing him on.
Why did you do that?
Mate, come on. It's going to be great. I want you to invite him to the stag and give him the great news right now.
Come on, let's get him on.
Hector, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you're an incredibly busy man, but this is an incredibly exciting time for me, Archie, and all the listeners. So thanks so much for giving up a bit of time.
Hector.
No worries. Hey, hi, Archie. How you doing?
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Good, man.
No idea you were going to be on here.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Freddie. Freddie got in touch. Just thought I'd have a little quick hello. I can't be too long. I'm here. I'm just at Soho Farmhouse. Oh, so we're just having a little.
That's so much like my brother. Is Jennifer there?
Yeah.
Jennifer's Hector's wife, and she absolutely loves me. Mate, say hello to her for me.
Jennifer, it's Archie on the phone. He's the guy. Archie, my half brother, Archie. Do you know the
brother? Same
the guy at the wedding who? No. The other. It doesn't matter. Yeah, she says, "Hey,
how's the Oscar? Oscar's Hector's son, and he's
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oscar's good.
He loves his uncle Arch.
Yeah. He's getting along well.
He's going to be a bloody good rugby player, isn't he?
I guess so. I mean, he's not, you know, I think Archie's been trying to teach him all these tricks and throwing balls at him and stuff. He's not really, I don't know if he wants to be a rugby player, but Archie's trying to sort of push him in the pool and stuff.
I was teaching him on holiday, onside up, which is the defence. So we were that, and he was really, we did a good solid hour of that, just teaching him about, you know, the offside, like onside, onside, up.
Ready, go.
But he was trying to, I mean, he's four. He's not quite, you know, I don't think he's ready for that kind of stuff.
Start him early, mate.
He was being a little harsh, pushing him. Yeah, a little rough, I thought, when you're tackling him around the...
No. Anyway. I once tackled Oscar into the swimming pool, but I was teaching him about tackling.
Right.
And I was saying to him, if I do it on the grass, excuse my language, I'll fucking hurt him because he's tiny and I'm in seriously good nick.
He's small and he doesn't know how to swim, but, you know, jumped in, we got him.
Ran on the pool and then I absolutely nailed him. And he learned a great lesson there because the ball came out of his hand.
His four-year-old son.
But I said to him,
You don't play rugby with people 30 years older than you.
But he learned from that. I said, well, he was obviously, he cried for ages.
Was he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Was he fine?
In the end.
But next time he has the ball, he'll keep hold of it. That's the thing.
We're talking about.
I can't believe you're on. Just quickly before we start recording, have you heard from Dad recently?
Well, you know, you should be calling him Alistair. Right. Yeah,
sorry,
but
Alistair.
Yeah. He's doing well.
Ah, because he hasn't got back to me in 8. Is he in the country or what? Is he away?
Yeah. He's there all the time. I think. Has he not been getting back to you?
No, he's probably busy. He's probably you probably haven't seen him either.
He is busy. I saw him last week before. He is quite busy in the week. So yeah, he's got quite a lot.
Can you get him to give me a call? Because I've got a few things I need to speak to him about.
If you want. I mean, do you want to talk about this on the podcast? If you want, but yeah.
No, I'll
text him. Or...
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Best thing after mum and dad, Alistair, sorry, is my big bro, Hector. Hector is bloody successful.
I know.
That's very kind of you.
Hector, tell them what you do. It's so money what Hector does. And we're probably going to business one day.
Well, you could do. I mean, I've been working in the city for years. Started up my own little kind of hedge fund with one of my bosses from my previous job. It's going well. You know, people are having a problem in the coronavirus, but, we think there's a lot of opportunity there. This is a biz podcast, so I guess, yes, we can talk about biz and rigs and all that kind of thing if you want, but business is going well, and maybe Arch, well, I don't know, it's a small company for the moment, but if we expand,
but we'll probably do something, won't we?
Well,
Hector, I mean, one of the main reasons we got you on is because you've obviously heard the incredible news that Archie is now engaged.
No, don't worry about it.
What?
Archie's what?
Hey, you're engaged. He's your brother. This is amazing.
Yeah.
What?
Have you not heard the news?
What do you mean?
Archie's engaged. He's set to get married.
Archie, what are you talking about? I've not heard this. Who are you getting in?
Told your brother.
Who are you getting engaged? Who are you getting engaged
no,
to?
No, the.
Well, you need a girlfriend first, mate.
No, because the.
He's got a girlfriend, mate. Right, he was out in Saint-Tropez with her all last 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Well, he was out with me in Saint-Tropez. He was looking after my kids.
What? Then you must have met her. No, she was out there the whole week with you guys.
I was telling them about Cornelius.
Yes.
Corny.
Cornelius is a guy I work with who,
we're pretty good friends, me and him.
Well, you know, you've met him through me. What are you talking about? You're not getting engaged to Cornelius, are you? What are you talking about?
Archie,
he's a mate. He's a mate of mine.
No, just Rosie.
Archie, your fiance.
I'm talking about Rosie.
You better not be talking about Uncle Mark's Rosie after what happened in Greece with your spin the bottle tricks. You haven't been laying hands on her again, have you? Which Rosie are you not that Rosie.
Okay.
She was out in Saint Tropez with
There's a girl called Rosie,
who is Uncle's daughter.
No, what's happened? I've not touched Uncle Mark's daughter. I promise you, okay? You take a lie detector test. I haven't. What's happened here is, okay, let me take you back. Okay, Hex, did you listen to the last podcast with Haskell?
No.
Right, because me and him are developing a TV show called You've Been Bantered, and basically it's like Punked, but I come out.
You got a TV show with James Haskell?
No, we're developing it. Me and him are developing the show called You've Been Bantered, and basically I've just bantered you. Because I'm not getting married.
It's all been a lie.
Yeah. You've been bantered. You've been bantered, Freddie. Hector, you've been bantered. The whole nation has been bantered.
The last 10 weeks has been a complete write-off, a complete joke. Yeah. You never had an intention to
what
get
mean
married.
10 weeks? What's he been saying? He's been saying he's getting married for 10 weeks.
Yeah, the whole podcast has been trying to find him a wife. We've had dating specialists on. We've had the most incredible guests. Yeah. All trying to get this one common purpose of getting him a wife. He's meant to be...
To the crescendo where I've just revealed... If this is a TV show, I'd come out, hands in the air, wiggling them and be like, you being bantered, you being bantered.
Yeah. Mate, we put so much work into that. Like,
Archie, are you all right?
Hector, I'm free. So I'm single. I'm in great shape. Why would I want to get a girlfriend? Why don't I get married? Clapham is full of cheekers.
So you've been lying to the listeners. You've been lying to me. You've been lying to your friends. The big guests have come on your family. It's all been one big lie.
I haven't lied. It's been... Look.
It's banter. Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
Is that banter?
Is there a better word to use? It's bloody funny.
Well, I don't know what you mean by banter, man. I mean... If you want to call that banter, you can call anything banter.
You wouldn't get it, Hector, because you're married. You're not in the city scene. Right. This is prime rib banter.
So has there been any other purpose this whole 10 weeks?
Yeah, just have from, yeah.
What was it?
What do you think the purpose is? Begins with B and ends with R.
Mate, I to be honest, it's gonna take me a while to sort of recover from this. It's a real low blow, as it
this were. This has been such a good reveal. This is better than I actually thought it would be, because it's so funny.
Okay.
This is so funny.
Hector, thank you so much for giving up your time. I know that you're an incredibly busy man, and I'm so sorry to have to pull you through that, you know, embarrassment of excuses, and I suppose Archie letting down the family one more time.
You idiots, you've been bantered.
Freddie, you're a great guy. Lovely to chat to you again, Freddie. Yeah, so love you too. Thanks for your time.
Well, Hector, it would be great to... Do you remember when you were mentioning on text that meeting? It'd be good to get that in the diary.
Yes.
Just let me know. We'll send me a message.
Yeah, let's definitely do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let me know.
Next Thursday, Shoreditch House. I'll see you there.
Awesome, mate. Can't wait.
Perfect. Thanks, we'll see you guys there. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Arch.
Love you, mate.
Yeah.
Good old Hector. I forget how good a lad he is.
Well, mate,
Waits for me and him going to business.
Mate, he's a lovely guy. But
I will say to him, sack off the office. Let's just use the Ned as an office. It'll be like a revolving door of meetings.
Mate, I must admit,
I'll have to probably up my gym, because I'll be having breakfast, lunch, and dinner and drinks, business meeting. That's the way it'll go with old Hector.
Well, mate, I must admit, let's just quickly look at the fact that it's been 10 weeks of you betraying the nation.
No, mate. I said it then, and I say again. I've bantered the nation, and you know what?
So easy.
That is probably the best bantered anyone's ever done.
Yeah, I'm to be honest, mate. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of pissed off.
Why?
Because like we put a whole show together.
Yeah.
This is your life.
Okay, look
at it.
This
is my life. It's real.
Have you have you had fun? Have we had some unbelievable guests on there?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, have you spoken to people like Jim Hamilton?
Yes.
James Smith.
Yeah.
Jezza Irvine.
I've become friends with them almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I went out for drinks with Jezza 2 days ago in Hampstead.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Well, mate.
Exactly. I mean, look, that's the point, mate. Okay, so turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, okay.
Got to look at the positives here. Okay, you've just been absolutely royally bantered.
Yeah.
And you've got to take it on the chin. That's why, mate, you probably couldn't play rugby, because you just can't take the pitter-patter, mate.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right. It has been a lot of fun.
Looking back at it, just how I fooled absolutely everybody is just so money.
In many ways, actually.
It will go down. Recently, someone wrote on the Wikipedia page on Clapham that I'm the CEO, and they'll probably write that underneath. He absolutely, in 2020, in the summer of 2020, he bantered the nation.
Yeah, well, I suppose in
and
many ways...
That will only help me in the fridge get our TV show on ITV4.
In many ways, I've got to doff my cap to you, because it was quite impressive how you misled and lied to everyone brilliantly, actually, mate. In many ways.
But when you've got the chat I've got, that's what's going to happen.
It's true. We're talking about a great season two. Should we go through the season and just have a quick...
What a season.
It's been absolutely brilliant.
And you know the way I look at it, Fred, is, you know, at the end of the season, normally you're playing your best rugby. And on this podcast, my chat has just got better and better and better. And I'm looking forward to having a pre-season of chat where I can look back at the season I've had and even improve even more.
Yeah.
What my chat has been.
Point.
I'm going to go into, for the next couple of weeks, I'll be going into a chat pre-season where I will be like absolutely training.
Champions League.
I'll be training the pitter-patter to be unbelievable.
Champions League standard.
Yeah. Well, it is already Champions League.
Oh,
probably World Cup standard.
Well, that's
world
a big
class
claim. That's a
chat.
Big claim. Well, mate, I thought it'd be nice if we went through quickly the...
I'll probably do like some, in the morning, I'll just go through like all like my... like key sayings, like wake up and I'll do like 20, you're so money, 20, like C.H.A.T, they're like 20, banter, and then I'll do like 50, like very, very slow but controlled pitter patter.
Breaking news.
What?
I'm trying to read something out,
mate. Oh, right. You're reading this?
Yeah, I'm reading it.
Okay.
Crack
on, mate.
This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement.
This is our sponsor.
They're sponsoring the show, mate.
Yeah. So cash.
More than 18
Guys, wait. Listen up, please. This is really important.
After more than 18 months of research and development, the Manscaped engineering team have confirmed that they've successfully created the greatest ball hair trimmer of all time.
And mate, I can vouch for that. It's incredible.
Go on, tell us.
Yeah, because last time, obviously we got them and I used it and I had a Zoom call with a couple of the rugby boys there then. I showed them my balls and honestly, it's impressive.
Well, their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology pioneered by the Manscaped team. And we're introducing the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 Manscaped.
Yeah. Like I said, I've used it. And before this, you know, it was a bloody mess.
Well,
it took a couple of weeks to actually look half decent.
Well, mate, when I tell you...
I went down to the bone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
To the skin.
Well, mate, when I tell you this Lawnmower 3.0 is premium, I mean premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes.
You know what? The people who listen to this podcast, they love premium products.
Well, you need a 90-minute battery life because you do your whole body, don't you?
Yeah. And it works on all your body.
It does. I use it for my beard, really. One of the coolest new features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming.
Yeah, that's just
experience.
Great fun at night. If you want to have like some banter at night, try shaving your balls in the dark with that light. Great fun.
And there's another heat wave around the corner, Arch. And guess what we need? Ball toner and ball deo so that we can just sort out those smelly balls.
I don't need the deodorant. The toner, yeah, is good to make my balls look like it's got a six-pack. But the deodorant, I'm fine in that department.
If you're listening to me speak right now, you're one of the first people to hear about this life-changing product. And I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Trim that junk of yours.
Fred, can I just say that the beauty of this is you'll get an extra inch.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I haven't thought about that, actually. So get 20...
I've actually... The props in my team, I've sent them the code. What's the code?
The code is RIGBIZ20. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code RIGBIZ20. RIGBIZ 20 at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job.
Guys, please do it, because there's nothing better than ball banter. Also, you get a bag with it, which is unbelievable. I've started using that. That will be my bag I take to games. You know, I carry my wash bag into the change room.
Well, like pre-C bag.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the bag I'm going to use. It's plush.
Well, guys.
You know what? You wouldn't look out of place walking around the Ned with that bag.
No, it's become my man bag, actually. So, guys.
If it was bigger, I could actually. It would actually be nice to have a bag like that I could put my laptop in.
That's not
all my toiletry goods. That's actually a great invention.
Mate, we should actually email them, I'd say.
No. That will be an AC Limited product coming out soon.
Okay, well, guys, send in photos of your bags and all your kit. And also, maybe we should set them a little challenge. Is there, like, obviously you do a C?
Yeah, just once you've shaved your balls, just DM me a picture of your balls newly shaven, and then I'll post the best ones.
Awesome. Okay, well, guys, don't forget, you get free shipping and 20% off everything on the website uk.manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. I thought it'd be quite a nice time to go through the guests we've had on the show. Because you're right, we have put together a brilliant season.
You're looking at it now, mate.
I know you are.
That's what I do. Imagine being in a business meeting
and
with me, mate.
We've entertained the nation and we've been number one for many, many weeks. So
you've just been pretty much replicated how a business meeting starts for me. You know, they sometimes can be a bit like, we're not too sure about this. And within minutes, I've just told them how it is.
They've come around to the curtain. Well, should we start with episode one?
Of course I'm not going to get married. I mean, why would I, mate? You should see the absolute filth I get in my inbox on Instagram. I mean, if I was going to get married, there'd be a serious problem in Clapham. Like, who is going to tend to all those girls?
It's a very good point. Well, should we look at who we had first on to kickstart season two, when you did say that you wanted to, find a girl, which has turned out to be a complete lie.
Not a lie, mate.
So it started with Archie.
This is where the banter started.
It started with Archie's search for a wife with Lottie Lyon, and then great friend of the show, Sophie Milner, who's become a wonderful confidant for all of us.
Yeah. And I still use Sophie for tips.
Really?
You know, even now, you know, I'm still dating, mate. I'm still dating. What she's passed on in wisdom has been great. Number 32 has been good to me.
And I saw Lottie Lyon is single again. Now you're obviously a single man. Do you think there's going to be a bit of free chance in the boudoir?
You know, potentially, yeah.
Yeah, get
that
it down
the be a, that could be a little interim deal, if you know what I mean.
I know she listens.
Stopgap.
She listens every week, so if you want to just do a little something to her.
Lottie, DM me.
So episode two with the incredible Dozer. Paul Dozer Jones, Haskell's best mate, one of yours.
Top boy. Can't wait to see him at the stag.
Well, mate, obviously the stag's not happy anymore. You're not getting married. You don't even have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh. That's annoying. Okay, well, we'll sort our night out.
Okay, we're going to sort our night out with them. Episode three, we have the most famous PT in the world, Mr. James Smith.
Yeah.
Great rig, great chat.
Great rig, great chat. Fellow influencer and top boy.
Then we brought on, I know you've got a little sort of loving with him, Mr. Freddie Burns, a fellow fly half.
Probably my best newcomer to the pod.
Really?
Really like the guy. Sometimes can't understand him. I'll be honest, he's got a thick accent, but you know what? He's a prime example of what the AC Foundation could do if he was at school at North. You know, he's got so much potential. You know, if he spoke properly, wow, the guy would be flying.
Maybe you're going to have to introduce it to the West Country as well as the North.
Well, let's start the North side. Yeah.
And then we had, of course, the most capped captain of all time for England, Mr. Chris Robshaw.
Oh, chat, sure. He, for me, is probably the most improved.
Yeah.
Considering I've seen a lot of interviews with him prior to the pod, and I thought, like, his banter wouldn't be on par with mine. But actually, he did really well. And, you know, he would be getting, like, probably most improved at the end of season two.
Episode six, of course, we had Mr. David Burt Whistle.
Yeah. Again,
he was too hard to handle.
We're moving in big circles. Guy's got 1 million followers. He is someone that I've got some plans to do in the future, like some really good workouts on Instagram with him, just me and him topless. And ideally, I've sort of pitched him, maybe we do like a CrossFit in a sauna.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that's going to work. But
sweaty.
Just sweat it all out, like hot yoga, but even more intense. And then we brought on Big Jim, the Melted Wheelie Ben himself.
Yeah.
He was probably my favourite.
Yeah, player's player. He was, great guy. And again, I'm looking forward to him. I messaged him saying, let's definitely meet for a drink. And he said, as soon as you get the blue tick, let him know. And then he has said, just leave it for now.
We then brought on a Hollywood A-lister to the Rig Biz. They're we're loving the sports guys. We're loving the people, the influencers. Yeah. What about Hollywood A-lister? I bet you can't do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Jeremy Irvine.
Yeah, Jezza Irvine, for me, was probably my favorite.
Loved him.
Yeah.
You really got a... Well, because when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, he was going like, yeah, nice guy.
You should have told me about that.
Yeah.
This is a business arrangement. Orders. I'm CEO.
But it's pretty amazing for you then to be shared in the Mamma Mia WhatsApp, Amanda Seyfried, you know, Pierce Brosnan, all these people just looking at your videos and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's cool. And then episode 9, of course.
A lot of those guys are actually trying to get involved in AC Foundation.
And then episode 9, of course, we hand your two best men. Mr. James Haskell and Nick Bender's Benderman.
And I'm now thinking it's a shame I'm not actually getting married because they would have actually delivered a really good speech.
Yeah.
But maybe, I still think we'll probably hang out socially.
It's quite emotional reading back all those names, isn't it, really?
Because it is. It's been a hell of a season.
It's been a great series. And actually,
but it's not surprising.
Well, saying that, if I had to make you pick one to hang out with tonight, who would it be?
You know it is. Because I've got a soft spot for him. And it's Burnsy. Yeah.
Well, okay. So I've got another little surprise for you. We've got Mr. Freddie Burns on the line.
Oh, Burnsy, you there?
What's happening, boys?
How you doing, mate?
When I say bant, you say... And when I say cha, you say...
At.
Yes.
Burnsy, thank you so much for joining us.
There, boys?
Probably my favourite guest of season 2.
Hey,
together again.
Hey, I'll take that. But I'm just honoured to be back on, boys. What a pleasure.
Mate, you're going to be a regular. We've got us fly halves have got to stay together.
Burnsy,
I heard from a Hash chat last week as well, and it was terrible. So
It's good to get you back on. The fridge has actually asked for me to delete his number from his phone. But I think that's just a load of chat.
It's so good to have you on, and thank you so much for joining us again. Obviously, we have a lot to catch up on. Rugby's back on the box. The Premiership is back. Archie is overjoyed. I just want to kick off by asking, how does it feel now to be on the other side? I mean, you're now watching the games. We've had some wonderful rugby over the weekend. What's it like sat at the sofa having a glass of red watching rather than sort of donning the boots and being out at the wreck?
Well, to be fair, mate, I didn't don the boots and run out of the wreck anyway. The only difference is I sat with a fucking glass of wine in my hand instead of a bottle of water. So it's weird, mate. Obviously, I'm just waiting for everything to happen in Japan and get out there.
Burnsy, watching all the games this weekend, is there a team that you've seen and thought, I could come and do a job for them? For me, it's, I think, Worcester. I still think I'd be a big name there. I could come and do a job for them.
Mate, I reckon you could do a job. Mate, you'd do a job anywhere. The problem is, it's a salary cap. There's been pay cuts, do you know what I mean, Archie? Yeah. They can't afford you, mate.
Yeah, that's why I'm staying in Clapham.
Talking about Japan, what is the latest there? Obviously, coronavirus has held up everything in this world. But what is the latest on the sort of Japan front?
The latest is I'm just waiting for the embassy and the borders to open up so I can get my visa approved and get out there. That is literally all I know. I'm genuinely just sat in limbo. I've got an online tutor, so I've started Japanese lessons. And I literally wake up and I'm just trying to figure out ways to sort of fill my day. I started training up the local rugby club, so Coomdown RFC. So I'm up there with all my dad's mates and a few old schoolmates. So I train up there on a Tuesday and Thursday night with them, which is good crack.
Mate, you can come and play a bit of touch on the common if you want. If you want to come up to London and maybe do some touch with the Clapham Falcons.
I'd be all over that. Just give it a shout. Let me know. I'm a free man at the minute, so let me know. A bit of touch on the common sounds
delightful. We had Jeremy Irvine, the A-list actor, on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he revealed that he listens to the podcast in the gym. You say you're training down the local rugby club. Do you have the pod in your ears when you're working out?
I'm doing a fair bit of driving. So, for instance, last week's one, I listened to a bit of it in the week, and then I've converted the older brother, Sam, into it. So we listened to it. I went down to the Wave in Bristol today, so I made Sam listen to the whole podcast this morning. So I kind of just pick it up.
What a great start to the morning,
mate! Brilliant, 8 o'clock start. I didn't stand up. I'm black, boys. I'm not. I kid you not, right? I've gone there and I've never surfed in my life. But if you go in the beginners lessons, you go with like 10-year-old kids and have to wear a helmet and a life jacket. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I went straight into the intermediate. Tried blagging it, and you know they do that thing where they like straddle the board and just chill. Everyone was chilling, straddling the board. I tried to do it and I fucking fell off into the water. and like everyone starts looking at me like, who's this joker? And then the first one, I just nosedived. But after that, I was right. I didn't stand up. But
I would have loved to have done surfing, but on my gap year, I was in Canary Wharf, and there isn't a beach there, unfortunately.
Archie has started a private investment, sort of a new wing of AC Limited, and he's in talks to financially support the England Sevens team if he can play, and also you can play. So I'm guessing, are you keen? Are you keen to don the Sevens boots again?
I am, but can I just do like 2 minute cameos? Because Sevens, mate, you're fine.
Yeah, I think Fred, we'd be there for the last sort of last 2 minutes, pick up the glory. It'd be more like they'd wheel us on, more like the Harlem Globetrotters. We'd come on and just showboat.
I was thinking me and you just sit in the middle of the pitch and we just wang passes out the back door, left and right.
That sounds great. And we'd just be big names. We'd be big names. We'd draw the crowd. And what potentially I'd do is I'd take a cut of the ticket sales, because people would come to see the magician and Burnsy tear it up.
We could call ourselves, you can be the magician and I can be like NASA, because I like put people in space. Do you know what I mean?
I like that. That is...
How about that? The magician and NASA just pulling the strings, England Sevens.
Burnsy, what we need to do is get you up in Clapham before you go. The magician and NASA on Northcote Road just causing damage.
I've heard a lot about this, and obviously I don't want to go into it too much, but I'm a single man now, so I need the lads around me to pull me through.
So what actually happened? Can you let us know what unfolded with...
I thought she was the one.
Mate, honestly, I'll be honest with you lads, right? Like, I know this is like proper... straight down the line, mate. Like it's been savage, mate. Because she is like she's a top girl, mate, and I have a lot of love and admiration for her. But it was just one of those things for me, like with the whole coronavirus and me going out to Japan on a working visa and her having to come out on a tourist visa, stuff like that. Like we're gonna have to go separate ways for a bit anyway. And I just sort of felt like it was the right time just to sort of focus on ourselves for a little bit, mate. But
have you done that thing where you cut all ties, delete on Facebook, delete on Instagram, just get rid, delete on the phone so you just don't see them? It's almost like they've died. I've actually never done that to a girl, but a few girls have done that to me, and it was tough.
But it's been savage, but I'm trying to just, I got a lot on my plate with Japan and all that sort of stuff, so just trying to
Burnsy,
stay focused on that.
You're a top boy. You're not going to have any trouble, out in Japan. And look, we wish you the best of luck. I think you'll find one. If you need any netball girls in Clapham, just let me know. I know a few girls that would be keen to have a night with NASA and be put into space.
Mate, exactly. Well, I'd still take Gaddafi, mate. Have you seen Gaddafi in his younger years? He was a great looking
very,
man.
Yeah, very.
I think that's what Hask was going at, mate. I think that's what Hask was going at.
I must let you know that Archie has just revealed to us that he is now no longer getting engaged.
I'm single. It's a long story, but basically, it's a lot of banter. I basically decided that, you know what? I'm a fly half. I'm good looking. I'm in my prime. Why do I want to be married? There's still a lot of shagging to be done.
Essentially, Archie,
if I was actually married, Clapham, there'd be a problem. There'd be too many females.
Well, there was never
going
a girl.
Without.
There never was a girl there, was there? It was a lie all along.
Actually, you've got to be true to yourself, mate. Come on.
Yeah, be honest with Burnsy, mate.
Well, hey. It was not made up. It was just I was basically bantering everyone.
But the thing is, what I like what you've done there, Archie, is you've actually people want what they can't have, and
exactly.
The women of Clapham, suddenly you're off the market, and now you're back on it. So your stock
has risen
in the game has gone through the roof. So. Tactically, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Well, Burn,
that's exactly what I feel. If I was a share, I'd be quadruple the price now. Commercial
break. Sadly, last year, over 130 Northern public school educated ladies and gentlemen couldn't get a job down south. It's time to make a change. That's why here at the AC Foundation, we're doing all we can to give these underprivileged people a chance at life. Please donate at www.acfoundation.com. Your money can make all the difference.
Well, Burnsy, just obviously this is the last pod of the season here. What was the best episode for you, apart from yours, which was my favourite? Well, yeah, hence why we got you back on.
I enjoyed the who's the Hollywood guy? Jeremy
Irvine, yeah.
Yeah, he actually had, for an actor, he had outstanding chat, I thought. Right. I thought that there'd be a little bit more tight-lipped. Obviously, it's always great to hear from Big Jim. Big Jim's a very good friend of mine.
He is a good lad, isn't he?
The first to jump in if a fight kicks off.
Burnsy, obviously, we're going to crack on with season 3 pretty soon, coming October. Is there anyone you think we should be going after? Obviously, we tried a few people. Hasn't been successful. Andy Powell, we tried.
Did Powell not come good?
He just was very difficult to get hold of. I don't know if they have Wi-Fi in Wales.
Powley is, if you can get him, honestly, that guy is one. I've only met him on a couple of occasions, and he is just different level, mate. He's such a good bloke.
Burnsy, I want to quickly ask you, Big Jim told an incredible story about when him and Owen Farrell had quite a lot of beef at Saracens, and there was this incredible sort of team meeting where everything came to the fore. Did you ever have something on that level of like team sort of inter squad beef, which just came to a volcanic eruption?
I'll tell this story. I don't know whether boys are going to come at me for telling this story, but I'll tell it. I won't go into too much depth, but we basically had to have a crisis meeting at Bath because we lost to, I think it was Sale on a Friday night. And on the Saturday, we all went out on the drink, and a few boys went down to Cardiff and a few boys stayed up in Bath. And a few texts were flying around because we'd lost a couple of games. It's a pretty embarrassing performance. And kind of boys started calling each other out a little bit. And Stukey actually said something that was a bit close to the bone to Cooper Vuno, who was down in Cardiff. And where we were drinking in Bath, I was in the Bath group, where we were drinking in Bath was right next to the train station. So about an hour and a half later, off comes Cooper Vuno off the train, and Stukey's just sat there drinking, and he just fucking whacks him. Knocked him out.
Sheesh.
Clean on the floor.
What, like Cole Ferns and Ollie Barkley?
Mate, like, Cooper Vuno, right, first and foremost, is one of the best blokes I've ever played with. Like, he is a class bloke. And Stukey will be the first to admit what he said was pretty out of order. But, yeah, he got his comeuppance, let's just say that. But then, you know, you're picking Stukey up off the floor and taking him home. But, so we end up having a little bit of a crisis meeting because of that. But that was the thing I find in rugby more than anything is I've never been at a club where there's a lot of underlying like beef or whatever you want to call it. But I've been at clubs where like it'll kick off on a Saturday night after a game or in training. And then there's a short meeting that's put to bed. And that was exactly the same in that one.
What have you ever, Burnsy, have you ever played with anyone? You know, I'm a big fan of the banter, and I need people around me. A lot of the initiation to the Clapham Falcons is based on not just your CV, your job, your basic salary or your rugby ability, but also your chat. Have you ever played with anyone that has just not got involved in the team at all? It's been a bit of a loner and is almost been like, I guess, a reason why people bond because they're just like, who is this guy?
Not really. You generally get to get good banter, you know. You get boys that get families and that. I remember Dan Cole at Leicester was quite hard to get out on a team social. When he came out, he was actually good value, but it was very hard to get out.
Probably wears walking boots on a night out.
Yeah. He's a very, Coley's a very funny bloke, very dry, but he was always, I always just remember him being notoriously difficult to get out on a social.
Burnsy, can I quickly just ask, have you ever had an altercation with like fans? I remember going down to watch Wasps play at Gloucester a couple of years ago at King's Home, and there was like, you know, it's quite an aggressive fan base, the Gloucester fan base. Did you ever have any run-ins with your own fans, opposition fans, in sort of physical presence or online?
That's quite funny you asked that, because I was actually going to ask a similar thing, because when I'm in Clapham recently, a few guys had teed off at me. And just said, mate, you know, like, you chat shit. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? You know, actually, then I've just said, well, don't think it is, guys. So I get quite a lot of abuse, and it mainly from guys who play hockey.
Mate, the hockey boys, just let them go, mate. Not even worth it.
Tell me about it. We won't be seeing them on the 10th of September, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, if they come, mate, they'll soon be turning around, won't they? Yeah. Was it? So, yeah, I've had a few, like, obviously, I get a lot of shit for the drop in the ball against Toulouse. Like, I remember being at Worcester and there's a little section of the crowd that actually stand right on the advertising board. And they were taking a kick to touch and I've stood there and the guy literally right next to me just turns around and is like, oh, you're going to fucking drop the fucking ball. Like, do you know what I mean? Giving me all that chat. You're going to drop the ball today, Fred. And I just turned around to him and I was just like, mate, my fucking bad days are a lot better than your good days, mate. And sort of shut him up.
Yeah.
But the one that it's pretty poor comeback, but I couldn't, there was like kids around and that, so you can't call him a C-U-N-T, can you? But the one I had was, I remember when I left Gloucester, there was a bit of a hoo-ha around if I was going or not. And I remember I had a really bad game once. I had an average game. It wasn't terrible, but I didn't have a great game by any stretch. And that night, I went to ZZ's in Cheltenham for food. And a Gloucester fan actually came up to my table when I was sat having food and was like, I hope you never wear the shirt again. Like,
fucking hell.
You don't, what do you say to that?
I just tried to just keep my cool. And I was just like, all right, mate, like, I'm just trying to have like dinner. Do you know what I mean? I genuinely had no chat back to it. I was shocked. But like at this stage, I was 23, played 120 odd games for the club. Do you know what I mean? Second all-time point scorer and stuff. So I was like, fuck, like, I've given a lot to the club. Yeah. And he come up to me and was like, I hope you never wear the shirt again. And I've had times at that Gloucester when like a few things were said that upset my mum and stuff like that. But I think as a player, you take the good and the bad, especially on social media.
I get so many people like commenting about my teeth the whole time. And now I just learned to get on with it because actually, you know, I'm earning a shitload of money playing semi-pro rugby and they're obviously just jealous.
Burnsie, just before you go, obviously you've seen that Archie's having real problems with there's a new club which is started in Clapham. It's the Clapham Hockey Club. And he's starting a campaign which is hashtag fuck off to Putney. Would it be all right if you know, just to finish off, said fuck off to Putney, my name's Freddie Burns and I endorse this message?
My name's Freddie Burns and can the hockey boys please fuck off to Putney?
That was wonderful.
You've been warned.
That's just straight down the barrel. I think, you know, it'd probably have more clout coming from Big Jim or Hask, but, you know, as a fly ass.
They've been told.
That was brilliant. Burnsie,
thanks, mate, for coming on. Massively appreciate it.
If you don't go to Japan, we'd love to have you on Series 3 as a permanent fixture.
Burnsie, maybe we could do a live pod.
Mate, 100%. Hit me up. It's an honor. And congratulations on a great second series, boys. Archie, cheers, you're on fire. Freddie, you're on all together very well, mate.
All right, mate, you're an absolute
mate,
hero.
You're a legend, Burnsie. Thank you so much for giving us all your time.
Poor old Burnsie.
Poor guy.
You know, top guy. His heart's been broken. But, you know, he just needs to get past that initial feeling and then he'll remember he's a fly half.
I'm sure there's some girls out there.
He runs the fucking line.
Yeah. They can't wait to jump in his DMs.
He'll be back playing very soon, if you know what I mean.
Well, mate, it was nice that he did that little bit on the...
Nice that me and him will be able to go out together.
Yeah. Cheer up, Clapton.
Two tens. I've got to say, a bit annoying. I just want to mention something that... Obviously, I bantered the nation, but it seems that another number 10 has come out and actually managed to get married in 10 weeks. And I don't know whether that he's trying to mug me off. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are we talking about DC?
Yeah, Danny Cipriani.
Sips, yeah. We're going to have to get him on for a chat
and
talk this through.
I mean, what's that about? Is he just seeing me and thinking, okay.
I've got one better.
Yeah.
He probably is.
Congrats to the guy, but, you know. I could have done it.
He's
if I
incredibly
wanted to
competitive.
Do it.
He wanted to beat you, mate. It makes perfect sense. Another person. I'm talking about beating people. What's going on with the Clapham Hockey Club?
Oh, well, mate, this is something we really need to address with our listeners. And something's been brought to my attention over the past couple of weeks.
Go on.
I'm not happy about it. There is a hockey club in Clapham. I mean, I'm speechless.
Yeah.
Have Clapham not listened to this pod to have that kind of shit chat just branded all over this beautiful part of London?
Yeah,
is disgusting. And I'm calling everyone now, all the listeners, to join me in a campaign to get them out to Putney.
Hashtag fuck off to Putney.
Yeah, hashtag fuck off to Putney. And I'm hoping majority of people will go on their page and just write go to Putney. I mean, they're apparently holding trials.
Yeah,
they're holding trials. We've been told we can't start the rugby season till next year, and yet hockey apparently are holding trials
this Saturday. It's disgusting, isn't it?
I don't know what to say. I've been speaking to my direct reports in Clapham South, Clapham North, Clapham Common, Clapham Junction. Okay, and no one had heard anything about this. So they've gone underneath the radar.
It's unforgivable.
But unfortunately, you know, luckily enough, we're a global podcast and people have, you know, told me, and I've been writing stuff on their Instagram, but I now need the listeners. We need the power of the Rigbiz to shift them to Putney. If you want to go play hockey, fine. Just play it in Putney. Don't bring your hockey chat to Clapham, okay? This is a beautiful, beautiful slice of London where we wear rugby shorts, backwards caps, flip-flops. We drink beers. We debag people. We do bum funnels. We have incredible banter about basic salaries. You know, why on earth, Freddie, would we want some kind of hockey chat? Like, what do I want to hear about someone doing a drag flick? I mean, what kind of bant is that? When I'm talking to my mates, we're talking about doing a dump tackle or about a time we necked 15 pints of Guinness. Now we've got these hockey boys who probably drink alcoholic ginger beer invading Clapham. Not under my watch, mate. And you just watch what I do.
It's unforgivable, mate. And I think you said that loud and clear.
I'm angry, Fred.
I'm terrified to be in the room with you now.
Can you see my face?
Yes, it's terrifying. Because I think you may think that I'm a hockey player.
This is the face I have before I played the Putney Pirates. It's just not on.
Serious, aggressive and ready.
Yeah.
So please go on the Clapham Hockey Instagram and just write
little
fuck off to Putney.
Skinny stack chassis wandering around with their shit quiffs. No, thank you. I'm pissed off. I need a break, mate. I need to take a moment. Yeah, sorry, mate. I just had to take a moment. I've been incredibly stressed with, you know, business. You know, like I said earlier, embargoes and infernos aren't open, influencing the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the wedding and the stag, that's taken
well,
up.
Well, mate, those aren't happening anymore, are they?
Yeah. But I've been busy, mate. And so, you know, hearing this hockey chat, it just makes me angry.
Well, please don't be angry, mate, because we're coming towards the end of the finale, and it's been incredible to spend the last 10 weeks, actually 11 weeks, because we forgot to mention that Saint-Tropez special, which was when you started off the real lies. But that's okay, because it's been great fun and a lot of entertainment.
It's been so money. If there's one thing I take away from this season, it's the saying, it's so money.
It's been wonderful.
People absolutely love it.
Well, I've heard that we're going to get some caps of that.
Oh, my God, that is chat.
Yeah, yeah,
that
it'd be
chat.
Great, wouldn't it?
That is chat.
So, obviously...
More chat. That's what they'll be saying, because they know that we're going to be on a break now for a bit.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of weeks break, and then we're starting with 4 one-off specials.
I actually hope, while I'm out in Clapham in the break, because I'll be down Northcote Road on Friday night, after this comes out, and I reckon people come up to me and just say, like, more chat. That would be
well, mate. What is going to be more chat is the 4 incredible
and
guests.
I'm single now, so ladies, far into my DMs.
The 4 incredible guests we've got lined up for those specials, starting off with Chloe Madeley in a couple of weeks' time. We've got 4 huge names, and then wait a second, what's that? They're bringing back season 3.
Yeah. And I honestly, guys, just to let you know, don't you worry. I'll be in pre-season from the moment this finishes, and my chat will come back even better.
Well,
people,
mate,
probably can't even believe that. It's true.
Well, it kind of is unbelievable, but also really believable. Well, guys, thank you so much for supporting the podcast this season.
They probably want to thank me as well.
We can't wait to be back in a couple of weeks' time.
If they want to thank me, just write on underneath on iTunes, you know, thank you so much for this amazing podcast.
Well, guys, you know what to do. Please like, share, subscribe, and keep this thing growing. It's been incredible to get to number 1 a couple of weeks. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, guys, I hope you're all well.
Yeah, and I hope you will be well for the next couple of weeks
whilst
we're away. But we'll be back soon with those specials, followed by season 3. Guys, don't forget to get all your Clapham Falcons merchandise from the Rex Club website. Until then,
keep
like,
doing that,
share, subscribe, comment.
Cash.
We got
cash.
Some bucket hats coming and some possible That's a Money Cap. So incredibly exciting times. Thank you so much for your support. And, you know, we're going to have to love you and leave you for a couple of weeks, but we can't wait to be back.
Yeah, we'll be back bigger and better and with better banter. I love the way I finished that. It's just so good. I don't know if I can get my banter any better.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.